All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? Excuse me. William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300, excuse me, once again, Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, following today's loss to the Denver Nuggets, the Los Angeles Clippers have been eliminated from postseason contention. The Clippers are 42-38. However, this will mark the first time since 2011 that they will not be playing in the playoffs, while this will give them their seventh consecutive winning season. Now, the Clippers have dealt with injuries all season long, most notably to Danilo Gallinari and Patrick Beverley. You look at the trade last summer that sent point guard Chris Paul to the Houston Rockets, and then, of course, the surprising move earlier this season when Los Angeles traded power forward Blake Griffin to the Detroit Pistons. Now, heading into the summer, the Clippers are loaded, and I mean loaded with cap space. They only have about $33 million right now committed to salaries for next season, and even with that, some of those contracts could be moved. They also have three first-round picks. Obviously, the Clippers are going to be picking in the lottery, and they have a protected pick from the Detroit Pistons as long as it's not in the top four. So if the Pistons don't luck out on the lottery, that pick is going to Los Angeles. And they also get the first round pick from the Houston Rockets. Obviously, that is not going to be a lottery pick. Their Rockets have the best record in the NBA this season. But those picks, even if the Clippers don't use them, can be parlayed into something else. I think the first order of business that the Clippers are going to try to attend to is re-signing DeAndre Jordan, the big man in the middle, one of the better rebounders and shot blockers in the NBA. And on top of that, I think you are going to see a full court press from the Clippers this summer in order to try to woo Cleveland Cavaliers small forward LeBron James West. Of course, James has the opportunity to opt out of his deal this summer. There's a possibility that he stays in Cleveland. The Philadelphia 76ers are very enticing, as could be the San Antonio Spurs. And then you look at the Clippers, and then, of course, that brain trust with Doc Rivers, Steve Ballmer, and Jerry West. And it's very impossible for a star player to say no to Jerry West. We've seen what he has done over the years working in the front office of the Los Angeles Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies, and Golden State Warriors alike. Now, along with LeBron James, I think the Clippers are going to attempt to make a push at Oklahoma City Thunder small forward Paul George. Of course, Paul George is a Southern California native. He was traded from the Indiana Pacers to the Thunder last year once the Pacers realized that he was not going to sign an extension and stay with them long term. Now, one of the key players that the Clippers acquired in their trade with the Pistons was small forward Tobias Harris. He's put in some solid numbers, and he's had a good campaign for the Clippers since he came over. He has a very friendly contract. He's earning under $15 million for next season, which is also the last year of his deal. So it's a situation where the Clippers could find themselves in good shape. And I misspoke earlier when I said that the Clippers only had $33 million committed to salaries next year. They have a little bit more than that, because you look at the likes of DeAndre Jordan, Gallinari, Tobias Harris, Austin Rivers, some of these key guys, all of these guys are under contract next season. But still, some of those contracts can be moved depending on who the Clippers are able to woo to Hollywood next year. And on top of that, they have an owner in Steve Ballmer who has shown that paying the luxury tax threshold or going over that is absolutely no big thing to him. I think you are going to see a different Clippers team next season. And I think it starts with Ballmer. And the reason is Steve Ballmer is trying to change the culture in LA. This is why you brought in Jerry West. This is why you were trying to leave the Staples Center and go to Inglewood, because you want to build your own identity. And this is going to be a very, I repeat, very important summer for the Clippers to try to do that. So it's one of those things, you're taking one step forward to take, one step backwards to take five steps forward. And that is what the Clippers have done. Now, I think they have to go out there and try to hit a home run this summer. And even if they are unable to get LeBron James, I still think the Clippers will come out of free agency and the draft smelling like a rose. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.